Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Voyage.
The hyena. Stupid name, but social media. A serial killer with a taste for homeless encampments. Body number 5. What's left of her, anyway? This one digs up memories I try to keep buried. I could have been the body. Their trademark? Animalistic in execution. Unclean. A feral predator. Hashtag the hyena. Fucking social media. Even smells different. This isn't for thrills. Everyone asks the same wrong question. What kind of human does something this barbaric? This is not a human. I should know. Neither am I.
Sniffing a crime scene. Is that what they teach at Quantico now? A joke. Les Noonan, homicide.
Agent Serpa. The FBI needed a scapegoat. Turns out it's always me.
I can tell working with you is going to be fun already. Oh, the sick asshole scattered the victim's teeth 20 feet away.
Spat them out.
Spat them out, huh? Let me guess, you detected all that just by sniffing them. Okay. And there's two witnesses. One heard something and won't shut the hell up. The other saw something, but they're a mute.
Who's the quiet one?
Victim's daughter. Poor kid. A 10-year-old living on the street with her mom. What do you say to that?
Makes for a thicker skin.
You sound experienced.
I don't know what you like, so I got you orange. I'll leave it here if you change your mind. Your name's Amy? I'm Agent Serpa, but you can call me Jen, okay?
Okay.
I'm really sorry about your mom. She didn't deserve this. No one does. And I know it's very, very hard to talk right now, but I think you can agree. We need to catch the person who did this so they never do it again. And the way we can do that is if you can try to tell me what you saw. What did you see, Amy? I understand you more than you might think. I didn't have a home for the longest time either. Matter of fact, I used to sleep at a shelter a few blocks from here. When I was lucky, that is. All I had was a dog. I still have him. Can you believe that? I know you're afraid of being alone. And so was I. But I promise that you're not. I just need you to trust me, all right? Take your time. I'll see you get taken care of and you get some food. I'll come see you soon.
He climbs on the walls. Climbs on the walls.
Safety office.
Look, Boris, or whatever your name is, you keep talking in circles about New World Agenda and genetic experiments. What the fuck did you actually hear?
No. Listen. See, that's a whole different psyop.
A what?
You know, blood harvesting, skinwalkers. I know, this sounds crazy. Just try to follow.
Follow what? I don't even know what you're saying.
I'm saying this guy was not a guy like you and me.
Don't compare me to you.
What I mean is I was getting warmed by a fire across the street when I heard a scream. Then I hear this guy or whoever, like he was speaking all weird. Like an old world language.
Like 18th century Latin?
Agent Serpa, glad you could join. Meet Boris. He's just regaling me with his psychobabble.
Yeah, It could be Latin. It sounded old.
And what did they sound like specifically?
Like no person I ever heard.
Great. I'll add that to the APB.
I'm telling you the truth. And there was a phone call. I didn't get much, but I know I heard something about a parish.
Parish? Like a church?
How would I know?
How do we know you didn't do it?
Look at me, man. I'm a 100-pound vegan. I wouldn't even kill a fly.
Yeah? Well, here's a 10. Eat a hot dog.
Wait, what? That's it?
The officer over there will take down your info. Go bother her. That's Tent City for you. None of them trust cops, and the ones that do are complete balloon heads.
I need a ride to the precinct. I want to see the evidence on victims 1 through 4. Alone.
You're not related to Boris, are you? You know, I heard rumors about you before you joined our little investigation.
Believe 50% of what you see and nothing of what you hear, Les.
Only people who are hiding something say that. Rumor is you escaped the hyena 14 years ago when they first hit the scene.
I wouldn't call what they do as hitting the scene.
Sorry. HR says I need sensitivity training. I heard that freak kept you in a dog cage for almost a year. 8 other victims in front of you. And you're telling me you never got a good look at him? Is it true you were injected with...
Stop talking.
They also mentioned your thermos habit. That you drink weird shit from it and can't go anywhere without it. Now, I'm no Sherlock, but I don't smell coffee or tea breath on you.
And what's the rumor?
That it's everything from liquid G to cat piss. I won't tell you what I got my money on.
Seems the old buddies club likes to talk. They say anything about me catching killers?
Yeah, that you're a savant. But that ain't a rumor. Technically, it is a cadaver. In truth, it's food you'd find stuck in Jaws's teeth. Here you go. Take some menthol.
The stench never bothered me.
Okay, per the coroner's chart, we got a dismembered but mostly untouched torso with part of a scapula and humerus of what was the left arm. Completely drained of blood, just like the last 4. Tex ran a profile on the teeth. Not one DNA hit in the system. With this, you're looking at Who mutilated all those cows in the middle of nowhere, E.T. or Bigfoot? Shit, if you got any closer to the body, I'd call you a necrophile.
I've been called worse.
All four bodies, right where the limbs were removed, show atypical penetration marks. It's unlike any cutting tool. Knife, saw, axe, you name it. Must be some obscure BDSM depraved shit they're using.
Teeth are a tool.
The hell's that mean, teeth are a tool? Didn't you hear? No DNA was found.
No DNA matched. The killer never had a violent prior. Not a trace in the national database. You don't find that odd?
Well, let's hope we land on a suspect soon.
I'll be back.
Where you off to, Serpa? You think this is an open house tour?
I'm getting a refill on cat piss. Then you're taking me to evidence storage.
Cat piss?
Don't ask. You look underwhelmed.
This is everything from four murders? Some torn clothes, busted up phone, and an empty wallet?
Knowing this station, I doubt it arrived empty. I'm telling you, Serpa, the more you dig up, the more confused you're gonna get. But you're here to fix this, right?
John, it's Alex Lowe from Oak Tree Community Center. I'm a new therapist here. I noticed in your file you haven't been in for a while, and I wanted to check in. I know asking for help can be hard, but I'm not here to judge you. I just want to make sure you're alive and well. So, call me at 654-323-7609.
The phone belonged to Victim 4. The guy leaving the message is just a pro bono save the world quack from a local shelter.
I prefer doing this alone, if you don't mind.
I'll be on lunch. Yeah, go ahead. Victim 5 has been ID'd as a Trisha Song. Her daughter, Amy, how's she doing? What about a shelter locker? And what kind of cards did you find? Look, I got a pen. Uh-huh. Yeah? Wait, hold up. Victim 5 had Alex Lowe as a therapist too? Is that reliable? We'll look into it.
The hyena killer is still at large. Police urge citizens to exercise caution when traveling alone through the city.
All these encampments. Jesus. Like a chicken coop in wolf country, thanks to all the budget cuts. The shelter we're going to isn't much of a step up. I see you get real quiet after your mid-morning snack.
I'm thinking.
My take? Most of the homeless out here prefer this way of life. Most of them would rather be dopers than get help.
Most don't have the luxury to cry on a couch less. They self-medicate because it's cheap. And therapy's on every street corner.
I know. I body-bagged plenty of quote-unquote street therapists.
Noonan was right about the shelter. It was more like a trench full of people waiting around to die, looking for it all to end. And this might sound strange, but the place makes me hungry.
How about you? You ever see a doctor after what happened to you?
That's between me and the doctor.
Fair point. Back at the academy, I was told I exhibited signs of a Napoleon complex. I'm 5'10", so that really pissed me off. It's like, if you show any kind of ambition or toxic masculinity, and you're also stocky, automatically you're out to be a mass murderer. That's not a joke. And now you crack up.
Ah, sorry for the wait. I was wrapping up with a patient. Alex Lowe, you wanted to speak?
Privately.
What, did you just say the hyena killings? Are you serious?
You don't remember any of the victims as patients?
I mean, I give my card to plenty of people and treat a lot more. I do outreach for the experience. That said, I did notice a sharp drop in attendance.
Since when?
Weeks ago. Look, patients come and go and there are hundreds and hundreds of case files. It's easy to lose track, especially if they don't want help. But
what?
This might sound odd. My patient first pointed this out. As a schizophrenic, he has beliefs on everything from gang stalking to missing person reports. This time, I thought he had some merit. I feel guilty. Like maybe I could have done more.
Your patient's name?
Yeah, it's Boris Spinelli.
Boris? That fucking guy?
I'm sorry, do you know him?
Boris claims to be a witness to a recent murder.
Boris? Really?
Pure nut job. Guy blabbed for hours about the homeless being targeted for DNA studies. In his mind, the hyena's the ringleader or something like that.
Yeah, he likes telling that one.
What do you say, doctor? You think he's onto something or just playing crazy?
I'm not really used to talking with cops. You're not considering me a suspect, are you?
Not since you mentioned it.
Would I need a lawyer? Well, it's after hours for me and I need to catch a train.
We can give you a ride.
No, really, it's fine. But hey, I'm an open book if you need anything else. Here's my card. Reach out anytime.
The pheromones are strong on this one. Smells off. Alex is hiding something, and I want to know what. Besides, I'm not a fan of therapists. A little lesson from my slumming days. If you want to outlast a cold night, stick to the subway grates. But nowadays, body heat is enough. After we left the therapy office, I hung back without Noonan. Alex didn't leave for 2 more hours. Guess he didn't have to catch a train after all. So, I waited until he did.
Hello? Danielle? Hi, sorry I missed your call. I've been a little all over the place. Yeah, tomorrow works. I'll be there.
Sometimes, when you're desperate for a thread, you have to say, fuck the warrant. And the hyena's too big of a catch to toss back in the water. Nothing unorthodox, but that smell's still in the air. Interesting search history, Alex.
Without further delay, please give a warm welcome to geneticist Dr. Danielle Parrish.
Honored to be speaking at BioCon 24. Thank you. I'm thrilled to share with you all the exciting advances of CRISPR-Cas9 as a genome editing tool. But it's not without ethical controversy, as you may already know.
Parrish. That name rings a bell.
Something about a parish.
Genetic experiments.
Boris might be our sturdiest lead yet.
And with this cutting-edge technology, we can alter the DNA in cells to not only cure genetic disease, but rewrite the biological flaws of any species, including our own. But why only focus on the living, is my question. when resurrection can be our new untapped frontier.
That smell. It's coming from the carpet. Stale blood in the fibers. It's not Alex's. Hopefully it's not an heirloom. Remember how I said I'm not a fan of therapists? Well, I have my reasons. After my run-in with the hyena all those years ago, I noticed changes, most of which I couldn't explain. And it still stirs inside me, growing more intense the longer this goes unsolved. When I told my shrink I was turning into a vampire, they threatened to hospitalize me. So I lied and said I made it up. God, how I wish that was true. This is the only antidote that keeps me from turning. It's too bad I'm running out of it. Fast. Last thing the city needs is two animals wreaking havoc in the streets. Every murder scene making me hungrier to eat. It's fucked up, huh? Either I'm gonna catch the hyena, or become one.
Primal is a production of Voyage Media. The series is produced by Nat Mundell, Robert Midas, Dan Benamor, and Garrick Dion. Executive produced by Clifford Quarol. Written by Milan Tomasevic. Based on the TV pilot, Navari Rising, by Clifford Quarol. Directed by Garrick Dion. Starring Bruce Greenwood as Corso. Veronica Warner as Serpa. And Jonathan Regeer as Alex. Additional cast credits available in the show notes. Edited, sound designed, and mixed by Joel Lipman. Original music by Derlis Gonzalez. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you're listening, and subscribe now for future episodes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.